22 is where we will be looking at tonight. Sorry. Keep track of time there. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 22. And this chapter here, we see David's beautiful psalm of thanksgiving. The character of David is revealed as he sings of God's power to deliver, the necessity to obey his law, and the assurance flowing from such obedience that God will always act on behalf of his people. As we look at chapter 22 here, and we see that David is... departure from earth is not far away. We see that he is getting close to the end of his life. In chapter 23 and verse 1 says, "Now these be the last words of David." So we see that it is getting close to the end of David's life. And he is writing down some of his last words in this song here. This song, this chapter also goes right along with Psalm number 18. And I think as we look here at David, as he is getting closer to the end of his life, he takes time to reflect upon his life, and he ponders on his problems and trials that he went through and God's provision and victory over those trials that he helped him through. Now, we'll just go ahead and start reading. And Psalm chapter 22, I'll read a lot here. I don't know exactly where I'll stop, but I'll start reading. Psalm chapter 22 and in verse 1. And it says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord hath delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. The coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and disconfounded them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord, rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness from my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and O Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord, and who is the rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon mine high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I had consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle them that rose up against me. Hast thou subdued under me? Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then I did beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the starvings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the Lord of of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent men. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord. Among the heathen I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. It's good to go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for dying on a cross for us, rising again so we could be saved. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. Please help us to look at your word, Lord, and apply it to our lives and get something from this book, Lord. Please use me, Lord. I cannot do this in my own strength, Lord. Please use me and give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so I'm going to look at some things here in this chapter here. I'll start back at verse number 1, Psalm 22 and verse 1. And it says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord hath delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." The Lord is my rock. A rock is a place upon which to rest. Christ is the rock of our salvation. He is the foundation. We rest on him. In him we can have safety. In him we can have protection. In him we can have strength. He is our rock. And Psalm chapter 62 and verse 7, it says, "And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." Psalm 71, and verse 3 says, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereinto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress. He is my rock and my fortress. And then, as we said, that Psalm 18 goes right along with 2 Samuel 22. Psalm 18, verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Let's look at this one here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I would hold your place in Psalm 22 if I were you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 10. And it says, 1 Corinthians 3:10, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." He is our rock. He is our foundation. And praise the Lord for that. And then we see back in Psalm 2 Samuel 22, and it says in verse 2, and it says, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress." He is my rock and he is my fortress. He is our barrier of protection. And Psalm chapter 91 and verse 2, and it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, the first part of that verse says, "O Lord, my strength, my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction." In the day of affliction, he is our strength, and he is our fortress, and he is our rock and our foundation. Now, we think of a fortress, but if you have a weak part of that fortress, and then the enemy can come in and attack and come in and defeat you. But if our fortress is Christ, we will have Christ's strength and his security, not our then we will not have a problem with that. He is God and he is our fortress. If God is our fortress, don't open the door to let things of this world in. We already have the strong fortress of our Lord. He is our rock. He is our fortress. And then we see in verse 2, it says, and my deliverer. He is my deliverer. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 says, "Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us." I'm glad that he delivered us from so great a death. In Psalm 70 and verse 5, it says, "But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying." He is my help and he is my deliverer. He saved me from hell. He delivered me from death. He is my deliverer. And all right, and then we'll look at 2 Samuel 22 and verse 3 here, and it says, "The rock of the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence." It says that the God of my rock, in him will I trust. We can trust in him. We see David here. If he trusted in himself, he would have failed. If he trusted in his own strength, he would have failed. If he trusted in his kingdom, that fell. His own son, Absalom, ran him out of the kingdom and tried to destroy and tried to kill him. In his own strength, in his own might, in his own power, he would fail. All that he has to trust in is just in the Lord. And we need to trust in the Lord, not in our own selves, not in our own strength, not in our own power, but just in the Lord. And then in verse 4 it says, "I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies." We see that he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. We can praise him forever, and it still would not be enough. he is worthy to be praised. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." We need to praise Him because He is great. He is a great God. And then Psalm 145, and in verse 3, says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable." His greatness is unsearchable, and He is greatly to be praised. We see His great. We need to praise Him because He is great. We need to praise Him for His mercy and His kindness toward us. Let's go to this one. Psalm 117 and in verse 2. Verse 2 says, "For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord, for His merciful kindness is great toward us." Aren't you glad that He has mercy to us? Aren't you glad that He is kind to us when we don't deserve it? We deserve death and hell. But praise the Lord, He is worthy to be praised, for He is merciful and kind to us. And Psalm 136, in verse 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." His mercy endureth forever towards us. Praise the Lord for that. So we need to praise Him because He is great, and we need to praise Him because of His mercy and His kindness to us. We can praise Him for a lot more than just this, and just giving a couple. And then we need to praise Him together. In Psalm 34, here, let's look at that. Psalm 34 and verse 3, we need to praise Him together. Psalm 34 and verse 3, it says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." We need to magnify the Lord. We need to praise the Lord together. I like how our congregational singing, how we just lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all praise Him together. We need to magnify the Lord together. All right, back to 2 Samuel 22. Back to 2 Samuel 22. And in verse 5 here, and it says, "When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears." Now, I'm glad that when I got saved because I was scared of hell. I was scared of death. I was scared of dying without God. I couldn't rest easy at night because I was worried that I would die in my sleep and wake up in hell. I was worried about going in a car because I was worried about getting in a crash and going to hell. It worried me. It scared me. And then I ended up getting saved. I'm thankful for that. And I'm glad that all you have to do is just call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You don't have to say any certain prayer. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and He will save you. And back at 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 5, it says, "When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears." His Lord, in our life there will be problems, there will be trials, there will be waves that can pass us around. It will seem like there's no way out. It will seem that we are surrounded. It will seem like we cannot find a solution in your distress. But there's one person that you can call to. There's one person you can always go to, and you can cry into the Lord, and He will hear you. It says, "And He did hear my voice." Praise the Lord that He hears our voice. We'll read some more verses here in verse 8, and it says, "Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness put pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of disguise. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning and discomforted them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of his breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of mine hands, he hath recompensed me." So we see that this great God, the Creator, the Lord of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, he hears my cry. He hears me when I'm in distress. I deserve death and hell. I don't deserve anything. I'm the lowest of low. A speck of dirt is all I am, nothing worthy of the Lamb. But God, who is rich in mercy, he hears my voice and he hears my cry in my distress. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful Savior that we have. Verse 21 here says, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He hath recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, Lord, have recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness, and his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God, and have I leaped over a wall." So we see here that in verse 22 here it says, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God." The Lord helped him because he kept the ways of the Lord, because he was in the time of trial, he kept the ways of the Lord. He kept living for the Lord. He kept trusting in the Lord, and he kept going in the way of the Lord. And verse 25 says, "Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight." We want God to help us in our time of trouble, but are we living for him? Are we walking in his way? Are we going with the Lord? What are you living after? Are you living after the things of this world, or are you living after the things of the Bible, the things of the Lord? And verse 31. I want to look at here. It says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." His way is perfect. You want help in trials. You want help in problems. We got to go his way. We got to go the way of the Lord. My way will fail. Your way will fail. The entire world's way will fail. But God's way is perfect. I praise the Lord for God's way. It is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. I praise the Lord that we have a perfect Bible in the King James Version. We have his word to help us, and he speaks to us through his word, and that we can learn from, and we can learn how to go his way from this book. And we see that he is a buckler to all of them that trust in him. Buckler, Webster's 1820 dictionary, says a kind of shield or a piece of defensive armor anciently used in war. He is our safety. He is our shield, the way of the Lord, and he can protect you. But are we walking in his way? Page here. And then it says here in verse 31, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He's a buckler to all them that trust in them, to all them that trust in him. We want to walk in God's way. We want him to protect us. We want him to be our shield. We want him to help us in our trials, but we have to trust him. We have to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at this one here, Psalm 62 and verse 8 says, trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. In Psalm 37 and in verse 5, it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 22, verse 8, he trusteth on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he is delighted in him. When the waves are around us, when we can't see any way out, when you can't see even his plan, when you can't see any, when the trials of life are compassed around us, all we have to do, the only thing we can do is just trust in him. Think of Peter walking on the water to go see Jesus, and he had to trust in God. He had to trust in the Lord. But when he got his eyes off of Christ, that's when he sank. But he had to get his eyes back on Christ. He had to keep looking on Christ. He had to trust in him and cry out to God. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, familiar verses, set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. Look on Christ. Don't look on the things of this earth. We have to trust in him. Let's look at Mark chapter 4 here. Real quickly, Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. If I can. Oh, wrong one. That's fine. Mark chapter 4. And in verse 35. Yeah. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. And it says, and the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said unto another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We see that they were in this book, they were in this boat because Christ told them to. They were doing what God wanted them to do, and they still were in the storm. They were still in the trial, but all they had to do was just trust in God and trust in the Lord, and he would bring them through. Now look at chapter 5 and verse 1. 5 and verse 1, it says, and they came over unto the other side, unto the country of the Chaldeans. God took them through all the way to the other side. He did what he said that he was going to do. All they had to do was just trust in him. They just needed to trust Christ, even when they thought they were going to die. All they needed to do was trust Christ. It's an easy thing to say, but sometimes it's a hard thing to live. They were doing what was right. They were doing what Christ told them to do by getting into the boat, going to the other side, but they still went through that storm. Mark chapter 5 and verse 2 says, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. In verse 6 here it says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, and he ran and worshipped him. When he saw Jesus afar off. I heard a message by somebody not long ago that he said that even though those disciples were in that storm, they didn't know what was wrong. They weren't doing anything wrong, but they could have been just in that storm so that man on the other side could have seen them going through that, seen Jesus Christ and going through that. Sometimes we might not be sure why we're going through a trial, but it could be that Jesus and that the Lord is using our trial to help somebody else come to Christ. Even if you have no idea what's going on, just keep on trusting in Him. And then Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6. As we all know this verse, the quote is, first, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Here we have a great promise from God that He shall direct our paths. But He will only direct our paths. He will only do that if we are fully trusting in Him and we are not leaning to our own understanding. We need to be fully trusting in Christ. You want God to help you through this life. You want God, you want to go in His way. You want to go in His perfect way. But we need to be fully trusting in Christ, not in our own understanding, not in our own strength, but fully relying on the Lord. We saw earlier that David, he's getting really close to the end of his life. And he looks back and thinks of all the trials that he has gone through and that the Lord has brought him through. All because he stayed true to God and because he trusted in Him. Back in Psalm 22, we'll look at one more thing here. Back in Psalm 22 and down at the bottom of the chapter here. And in verse 50 here, it says, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy unto his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. We see that he looks back at all those trials that God has brought him for, and all he has to do is just praise the Lord and give Him thanks and give Him the glory. We might not be able to see the end of our trial, but one day we'll be able to look back and just praise Him for what He did in our life and for what and how great He was to us. Read verse 31 again. It says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. Praise the Lord. His way is perfect. We need to go in His way. We need to trust in His word. He is a buckler to all them. He will help us, but we have to trust in Him. Go His way. Trust in Him. He can help us. He can deliver us, but and His way is perfect. We have to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, God, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for your great mercy, your great kindness. Thank you for being our rock, our fortress, our deliverer. Thank you for everything you've done for us. And please help us to just trust in you, even for the hard times, even for the things when we don't think we're doing anything wrong and we don't see the end, the waves are around us. Lord, please just help us to just put our trust in you and go in your way, in your perfect way, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. I can't thank you enough, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for us and rising again so we could be saved. Please help us give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.